Avodah Zarah Yerushalmi, corresponding to Avodah Zarah Bavli, Daf Mem Ches. We begin the Yerushalmi on Daf Chaftal Adam Aleph and the Mishnah at the top of the page. Sholosh Asheiros Hein, Ilan Shenatai Metchil Lashem Avodah Zarah, Hare Ze Asa. There are three cases of Asheiros. The first case, a tree planted originally for idolatry is prohibited. Gidah Bepislei Lashem Avodah Zarah Vehechlif, Noitel Mashe Echlif. Case number two, if he cut or trimmed the tree for idolatry of the new sprouts and it sprouted, he could remove the new sprouts and the rest is permitted. Hemid mitachto avodah zarah bitlei harei the mutter. And the third case, if he stood an idol underneath the tree and then removed it, the tree is permitted. And the Gemara says, Rabbi Ami b'shem Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish amar pitach ba pituchim eina b'teila lachen sricha afilu heve ha-pituchim. Rabbi Ami, quoting Rabbi Shimon Lakish, said, if he engraved pictures in the tree remains prohibited even if he erased them. Tani hirkiv noitel mashe hirkiv. The Baisa says, if he grafted a branch of the Asherah onto another tree, he must merely remove the branch and the rest of the tree is permitted. Amrish Lakish b'shem Rabbi Yanai, behush hirkiv ba l'avodah zarah. It should say that Rabbi Lakish, quoting Rabbi Yanai, says, and he qualifies the Baisa, he says, it must only be removed if it was grafted for the purpose of idolatry. However, his action doesn't affect the rest of the tree, so if you remove the branch, the tree is permitted. And Mepharshim skip the next sentence, and now it should say, Malchalfa should say to Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish, Taman Amar Rabbi Ami, Pitach Bapituchim, Eina Batela, Vesalvan Meima, Afila Hevi, Etha Pituchim, Bahachama, Achain. The question is, there's a contradiction in Rish Lakish. Earlier he said that if he engraved pictures in the tree remains prohibited, which is understood to mean even if he erased them. And here, he said that if a branch is grafted for the sake of idolatry, it must merely be removed, and the rest of the tree is permitted. The Gemara answers, the stringency we find by engraving is considered more of a physical act done to the tree. And the Gemara now again skips a line. It should say, Rabbi Hila, b'shem, Rabbi Lazar, v'hu shehemid, tachteha, avodah zarah. Rabbi Lazar, quoting Rabbi Lazar, said that an asherah is only prohibited if you put an idol underneath it. The question though is, according to Rabbi Lazar, there are only two types of asherah, but the Mishnah said that there's three. And the Gemara answers, as we did a couple of times before, Kan l'shar, kan l'shahif. The Gemara answers, rather, for annulling them, there are three laws. When he planted it to serve the idol, it has to be chopped down. When he chopped or trimmed the tree in order to stand an idol underneath it, and it grew, then he has to remove the growth. And if he happened to stand an idol underneath the tree, he must merely remove the idol. We come now to the next Mishnah. Ezehu asherah kol shetachteh avodah zarah. What is the asherah about which there's a disagreement? Any tree that has an idol underneath it. Rav Shimon Omer, Kol Sha'udu Noitha, and Rav Shimon says only if it was actually worshipped. Ma'asa b'Sidan b'Ilan Sha'udu Noitha Oisai v'Hayu Tachtov Gal. There was a story in Sidan of a tree that they were worshipping, and underneath it was a pile of stones. Amalehen Rav Shimon, Bodkes Agal Azeh, Badku, Umarsu Boitzua, Amalehen Hayol Lutzua Hein Oivdin, Natilahen Esa Ilan. Rav Shimon told them to examine this pile. They examined it and they found an image on it. Rav Shimon said, since they were worshipping the image, we can permit for them the tree itself. And the Gemara says, Amar v'chista, b'stam chalukim, manan kaimen, im d'barboi, shein oivdin l'tzua, o le'ilan, divra kol osa. V'im d'barboi, shein oivdin l'tzua, v'inan oivdin le'ilan, divra kol muta. V'chista says, the Tanaim disagree of a case when it's uncertain. If it's certain that they serve the image and the tree, all agree the tree is prohibited. If it's certain that they serve the image but not the tree, all agree that the tree is permitted. And akenan and kaimen, b'stam, rather, they disagree here when the case is uncertain as to what they're serving. Rav Shimon Omer, Staman Ovdin Letzua, V'loi Le'in, I should say. Rabbanon Amri, Staman Ovdin Letzua, V'le'ilan. So, Rav Shimon said that they can be assumed to serve the idol, but not the tree. Rabbanon can say in such a case that they can be assumed to serve the image and the tree. The Kasha, Rav Shimon, Cholok al Chachomim, Ba'isem Ma'aseh, Kiyotzeboi. The question I'm going to ask, would Rav Shimon disagree with the rabbis who are the majority opinion and then even make a ruling against them in the Mishnah in the case of Tzidan? And the Gemara does not answer this question. And we now go to the next Mishnah. Lo Yeshev B'tzila, V'im Yashav Tahor, Lo Yavo Tachter, V'im Ava Tachter Tomei. The Mishnah says one may not sit in its shade, but if he did, he remains Tahor. He may not pass underneath it, and if he did, he becomes Tomei. If it hangs over a public path and he passed underneath it, it remains tahor. And the Gemara adds, we add a gif here, rather, the conclusion is, rather, it's a rabbinic stringency applied to idolatry.